AJ Ashley, the barefoot walk over Lego.
Right.
Yesterday, AJ raised $121 for Mass for CT.
Yep.
Today, Ashley has raised $778.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Very cool.
Very happy for Ashley?
I raised 20 grand, yes.
That doesn't count.
You're never going to beat it. You're never going to beat it. So, yes, I'm very happy.
A couple times in the box, on the bike.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. You got some time.
We're talking about yesterday and today, AJ.
You got some time.
All right. And then Allison from Nugatuck just donated $20 to Pam.
Oh. Yeah, she did.
So don't tell her. Right? If she doesn't know now, right. Forget it.
Right, we'll send it to the Coast Guard.
That's right. She probably owed it to us at some point. Anyway.
Right.
But thank you, Allison from Nugatuck.
Thank you,
the
Allison.
Very last donation we got before we went live here.
Nugatuck.
Who's going to go first?
Well, I said ladies first.
I'll go first.
Okay. Now we're ready for the sprinkling of the Legos.
Okay. All right. Open the ceremony Legos.
All right.
Sprinkling.
And they're the little Legos.
That hurt a lot.
They hurt.
They hurt a lot. When big people come out.
Oh, Ashley's putting her blindfold on.
That's part of the deal, right?
I forgot about that element. Do we need the blindfold?
Not really.
Not really. Just,
not really.
He's got to walk through here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All Ashley's right.
Getting ready. Hold on.
Shoes off.
We got to get this recorded.
Emma from Wallingford just called in and donated another 50 for Ashley.
Another 50.
Thanks, Emma. All right, socks are off.
Yes, we can tell.
Don't look at my feet.
Wow, the glass just steamed up on
me. It got dark in here all of a sudden. What the hell happened?
AJ, do you want to evaluate her feet?
No.
I'm good.
I heard there's something about toenail polish. Not good.
It has not been. Okay, I've not gotten a pedicure since before quarantine.
Do you not have a bottle of toenail polish?
I don't. Who has the time to paint their nails these days?
Who has the time? You had nothing but time.
Yeah, really.
All right.
You ever see when you get cold, hard cheese in the fridge?
Stop
That's
it.
That's what the heels of her feet look like.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting. It's a lie. All right.
I'll pay her to put her shoes back on.
Here we go.
She's gonna fall down.
All right.
Here it goes.
I'm right behind you.
Don't fart. Ow! Ow! I made fart!
That sounded painful.
Ow! Oh my god.
Did you say you may fart? All right, grab the phone from AJ.
Ow!
How does that feel?
Oh, it hurts. It got stuck in between my toes.
See, yesterday.
And I've got indents on my feet.
Yesterday when she was behind me, she goes, don't fart. So I always say, don't fart.
All right.
Yeah. Alrighty, so.
All right, AJ.
All right, here we go again.
All right, hold on. AJ's going to walk barefoot now across the Legos.
Hold it down here. Okay, thank you.
Hold it down here so we can see your feet. AJ's like, hey, my dogs are on the stage today.
Yeah. I can tell you right now, there's no comparison. Ashley's feet are just an absolute nightmare, and AJ's do look like they're in good shape.
They're in good shape. They go to the gym.
Right.
They work out.
They go to restaurants.
They're tanning.
They lotion.
All right, here we go.
All
right. This is the worst, by the way, just so you know.
He fell.
Get up. Oh, Jesus. All right. Here we go.
He lost his mask a little there.
Oh, yeah. I caught my thing here.
You caught your thing?
It's pretty long.
You got your mask caught in your thing?
It's pretty long. It is pretty long.
Okay. Why'd you catch your thing in?
All right, here we go. All right. Round two.
How do you feel?
Like I got stabbed in the feet.
It would be great if you both walked through at the same time.
What?
Let's do it.
All right, hold
Let's
on.
Do it. Were you a masochist?
Okay.
There is no blindfolding today. All We're right. getting some complaints about that on Twitter.
Oh, well, you know, life's a bitch.
All right, now they're going to do it at the same time.
Okay, you walk this way, I'll walk that way.
Oh, you're going to, okay. All right.
All right, ready? Ready?
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow!
You knocked me over! What are you doing?
Ow! You're going to get all tangled.
Ow! 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 They're stuck to me! Ow! Ow!
They're both wearing headphones right, and they're all tangled.
I am not walking through here.
No, don't walk around.
I think Ashley likes
in the holes.
Are we done?
He's walking in the holes.
Yeah, what?
You mean done? The spots where there's no Legos?
Are we done?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah,
they both had headphones on, so it's like God. When the dog comes and trips you when you're talking on the phone.
Yeah,
and you
get the two dogs get tangled in.
Okay, so we're not coordinated.
Ouch.
Oh.
All right, so that was 778.
Do we get the Emma donation in there, too?
Yeah, no.
An additional.
12. Oh, my feet.
So it's 828.
That hurts like hell, doesn't it?
129.
Isn't my mask is all wet.
From what?
Screaming.
Hey, so over the course of 2 days, $949.
Nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Just for walking over Legos.
They
so.
See?
Tribe is very, very generous.
Or a sadist, 22.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. Woman hit with dart during gender reveal gone wrong.
That's the best kind.
Yeah. We don't really care. Just tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta
right.
pull us all out there.
It was funny the first 1,000 times you did it.
Right.
Now it's like nobody cares anymore.
Right.
Right. That person probably threw the dart on purpose. Like, really bad.
Yeah, like, here, I'm tired of this.
Right. I'm just going to close my eyes and throw it. And if it hits somebody, who cares?
What if you're, you know, you're like a big family. You want 8 kids. You going to do one every time?
Seriously, yeah. Maybe like the first 2 and that's it. Once you have like one of each gender, done.
No one cares that bets. Much.
You place bets on it.
We're happy for you. We yeah. love you, and we're very good for you.
That's a nice way to do it. You right. place
How
bets
How many
on it.
Gifts do you want to suck out of us?
Seriously. Right.
How many things do I have to put on the calendar?
Come on.
Because you got engaged.
Yeah, how many sons
you get married.
Yes. Right.
You're having kids.
Right.
Great. What's next?
Congratulations, you're spawning.
I bought a refrigerator party.
Woo-hoo!
Right, exactly. Right, right. How about a new car party?
That would be a new one.
I bought a new bike party.
You guys might be onto something. You make jokes, but people would do this.
The brand reveal.
Hey,
what kind did I buy?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, she got popped in the face with a dart. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Right.
These things happens. Happen. Yeah.
Happens, right.
We have some audio from the event.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. That sounds like he got hit in the face with a dart there.
I heard it's a boy.
Are you sure that's not the actual birth happening?
No, it'll be even louder.
Jesus.
You're pregnant.
It's a girl.
That kid ain't coming out. That kid's like, I'm staying inside,
what
man.
What the hell? I just wish we could identify the Lego that made Ashley make that sound. Of all the Legos.
Wait, don't cut that. Your finger's still there.
Well, she delayed reaction. She cut herself. It threw off with a pain. Reach a brain.
What the?
Sounds like a different kind of channel you put on right there.
What is wrong with you?
Take that. And then.
Sounds like she's getting punched out in an MMA fight.
Legos hurt. They hurt.
You think?
Fences and dogs and people.
Right.
Hold on, Ashley's. I'm going into the emergency room. All right, we got to remove that Lego.
It seems to be a small person touched your toe here. Well.
Small person, right.
It's a
little guy with a yellow face and a mustache.
Right.
Right? All the Legos.
He's a goner. He's a goner. He's got a frown on his face, too. Like, he may have suffocated.
Hold on. This is a Disney character in a very weird place.
Ooh.
When you slow it down, she sounds like a tranquilized bear.
I was thinking ape.
All right, so how did it go? Phase one, day one, yesterday, outside dining, permitted in Connecticut, Dave from Riverview Bistro. How was it?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. And then thank you, AJ. Thank AJ Day.
Oh, that's right.
Thank
AJ Day. We should thank him for everything.
For what?
That's a great segment. We could thank him for the thing we want to thank him for, whatever it is.
Boy, really? Okay.
Thank AJ Day.
Okay, cool. I'm curious, but...
All right, Dave. Thanks for the bit, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
See, we give Dave an idea, he gives us an idea.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a great relationship.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
How was it last night?
Yeah, exactly. The grass worked out well. In fact, a lot of people really like the grass because you're closer to the water, the view of it. So absolutely, thank AJ.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah.
Was it busy?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. It was exciting to get open. And a lot of the customers, we had a lot of support. It was great to see the people coming out again. It was great to see the people excited to come out again.
Nice.
You know, we had a lot of our regulars that came down, and I asked them, you know, thanks for coming out. It's great to see you. And the same response. We just wanted to get out of the house. We couldn't wait to come here. You know, everybody's been trapped. So it was a good feeling for them to be able to get out. Of course, our mayor came down. She supported us. She was down for dinner.
Oh, awesome.
That was nice to see as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was really, and the staff did a great job.
What did the mayor eat?
Yeah, really.
I don't actually remember what she ordered last night.
Huh.
So, one of her favorites is a seafood salad. She likes to modify it. We do a seafood salad, and she modifies it with fresh cilantro, and she does.
Oh,
seafood salad sounds nice.
Yeah,
cilantro.
Yeah, that's kind of her big thing. She likes the seafood salad.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'd like a modified seafood salad.
Right. Means add lettuce.
We've kind of called it it's kind of become like the mayor's seafood salad is kind of how, you know, she comes in and she orders the seafood salad and we just know how she wants it. So we just go, the mayor would like her seafood salad.
Give me one, mayor.
Right.
She's at table five.
Mayor special, please. Yep.
Exactly.
Mayor modified.
So how was it coordinating all of the food going outside?
So that part of it was pretty simple. The challenge was we had to redirect everybody because they can't – the way it's set up, the guests come in one way to use the restrooms. The staff have to use a completely different entrance and exit. So they were going one direction that they're not used to. So instead of coming in the front or the main entrances, they were going through the back doors of the building to get in.
Gotcha.
So that was new things. I mean, the staff held up real well because essentially it was like opening a new restaurant with all the changes we had to make.
Right.
You know, the process of cleaning a table. Normally, you know, everybody cleans a table, but now there's a whole process behind it. First, you have to spray it down with soapy water, make sure it gets wiped down. Then you got to apply the sanitizer, make sure it sits and dries. And, you know, so
there's
a lot of different procedures that go into it now. And the staff, I got to say, they did a great job. They did a great job.
And who was doing the policing of this? Because there's one person that has to be designated for staff and customers to make sure they continue to do the right thing.
Yep.
Who was that? And was there, did everybody, all the customers have masks? They all did the right thing?
Yep, they all had masks. We had to, you know, we had to remind a couple people. They didn't know how it was, but everybody was real, real chill about it. Everybody's like, okay, everybody's kind of adapted to it. You can't go to a grocery store anymore, you know, so it's not such a big deal.
Yeah.
And everybody handled it really well. And then we had some people that, you know, wanted to have more than four people, so we just ended up putting two four-tops that were spread out 6 feet apart. So they were okay with that. You know, they called up to make the reservation, and we just have to put you separate tables.
So it's four for restaurants?
Well, no, it is five. You are correct. But they were an eight-top, so it was two different tables.
Four.
So
that's
gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
So, five is a weird number. Really well. Why did they come up with that? Mom, dad, three kids?
I don't know. At first, I thought mom, dad, two kids, and a grandparent, but then somebody's staying home with a dog, I guess. I don't know.
That's a funny conversation.
Or it's two couples.
Well, we have four kids.
Right.
One of you is staying home.
Right.
One of you is waiting out in the car. Exactly. We'll walk out some food to you.
Right. Or it's two couples and that one friend.
We'll leave the window cracked.
Exactly right.
Right.
Keep grandma outside. She's a flatulence problem.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad to hear it. We are, you know, getting back slowly, but getting back, and that's the key. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Yeah, it was great. It was great. So it was exciting to just actually, you know, be somewhat normal to open the doors and see guests walking in rather than somebody coming up to the, you know, calling in the car and we
like
bring out the food for takeout.
Yeah. Popping a trunk. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey,
right.
We get to turn the lights on in here today. All right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Music is playing again, you know.
Hey, have you, what was your electric bill before the quarantine? And then what was it during?
So before the quarantine, the electric was $5,300.
Jesus.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
This is the thing that folks don't think about when they think about restaurants.
My dad's
They're like, well, they got to pay rent. They got to buy food. They got to pay their people. Oh, yeah.
We
oh,
need
yeah.
lights.
That would have killed my dad.
Yeah. Our gas bill, was like $1,600, and our water bill was basically $1,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
So,
wow.
And now the water bill, let's see, last month, the water bill was down to like $243.
Wow.
The gas bill went down to $600, and the electric bill was down to $1,900.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, huge difference.
How is it? It's just, I guess, just to run the fridge, right? The $1,900? All the refrigerators?
Well, in our case, it's such a large location that it's just, once you turn anything on, everything's big.
Yeah.
Ceilings
yeah.
are high, everything's big. So it's whether it's heat or air conditioning, it just blows.
It does.
You know, and it goes nonstop.
when I turn my pool on, my bill goes from almost nothing to $300. And I feel like it's $5,300, right?
Yeah.
In my world, it's like, what?
That's it. We're giving this goddamn pool.
Right.
I'm going to get some sand and fill it in.
Well, fill it in.
We're going to put a patio over here.
That's right.
So here's a scary thought for you. I joined that electric thing in Connecticut, that CT Safe.
Okay.
And before I did that, the electric bill in the summer with the air conditioning running with the banquets and everything was $12,000 a month.
What?
I'm sorry. I can't breathe all of a sudden. I can't breathe all of a sudden.
Can you imagine that?
What?
$12,000.
That's 1 month.
Right.
1 month.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a car.
Keep everything cool for the,
right.
You know, you guys have had the parties in the back room and you know how high those ceilings are. So to keep that room cold when you got weddings going on and everything else, it's just wide open nonstop. And the doors are open and going in and out to the patio. Yeah.
Someone's dad saying, close that goddamn door.
I would just love to hear my dad reacting to a $5,300 electric bill.
Because
it was probably like $27 back then.
Yeah.
And he would open it and be like, that's it, you kids. We're not turning any lights on.
My
you need my permission to turn a light on.
My dad, you hear a squeak and a thud.
That would be Dad.
Oh my God! Don't use CPR.
He has the bill clutched in his hand. Wow. All right. Well, we're glad you're back, man.
It's been a big difference. It's been a big difference.
If you were busy last night, think what it's going to be like this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to, obviously, I listened to you guys, and I heard Scott talking about how great the weekend's going to be. I was excited to hear that. That was good news. 70s for Memorial Day and everything. I was like, great.
We heard your hands rubbing together over here.
Well, you got to make the meatballs somehow.
That's right. Are you open all weekend? Or are you open Monday, too?
The only day we close is Monday. But we're open normal hours, so we're opening up at 11:30, and we go straight through until right now it's till 9, and you can't be past 9 and 11 for the outside.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. Of course, we're still doing takeout, and takeout's was actually still busy because there's still obviously a lot of people that are still, you know, going to stay home and not comfortable doing it. But of course, now the state's allowed us to sell mixed drinks to go on top of it. So you can grab espresso martinis on the way out the door.
Nice.
I'll take that.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Are they the same price as you'd pay if the bar was open?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So we're trying to keep everything, our family meals and stuff like that, we try to do different kind of pricings for people that are doing takeout because obviously you're not, you know, the overhead is a little different because you're just making it and sending it out versus having a server and everything like that. But it's all been going pretty well. So knock on wood, today's day two.
We'll
get through another day of it.
Yeah, man.
It should be good.
This is better than it was five or 6 weeks ago when we were watching New York numbers and just not knowing where the bottom was. So, all right, Dave, thanks for the report. Makes me happy.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Right. Everybody have a good day.
You too, Dave. Riverview Bistro in Stratford, right on the water. The 8th Masks for CT event is happening right now in Orange until 1 o'clock. The location's address is 100 West Campus Drive. We joined forces with the Jewish Federation for Greater New Haven, Channel 3, Yale University, and Masks for Hero to make sure more people can protect themselves during this pandemic time. All you have to do is drive up, pop your trunk, and the volunteers will throw masks in. Up to 50,000 masks will be handed out today. And live from that site, Bob, Amy Stefanowski, I think we got George Colley, Pat Sasser, and Officer Plant on the phone now.
Yes, we got Lieutenant LaPlante here. This is George Colley, Chaz, and Megan Dahlmeyer from the Yale West campus. And I'll give you to Lieutenant LaPlante here a little bit.
Lieutenant LaPlante.
How's going so far?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, morning. How are you?
So far, so good. We got a great event going on here, and it's flowing smoothly. So thanks for all the getting the word out and getting people down here.
No, we appreciate it. We appreciate what you do every day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes.
Absolutely.
And would you be able to tase someone randomly just...
right now?
Yeah, like Drew.
Why would you tase Drew?
I don't know, because it's so nice.
That would be the first
to see if he has any reaction. He's so nice. Maybe he'll finally curse.
Everybody's on their best behavior up here at Yale, so there's no need for tasers.
Okay.
All right. Very
good. Keep your eyes open.
That's why I'm not a police officer.
Yeah, really.
I'd be like, there's always time for phasing.
I'm like, I'm bored. Tasing. Zap.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for what you do. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks again for getting the message out. Everything's going great down
there. Is your car nearby?
I got a motorcycle today.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
Does it have lights and siren?
It sure does.
Nice.
Can you turn them on?
You want to blast the people of Connecticut?
Yes.
Yeah, just for a second.
If you don't mind.
Just say good morning, you know?
Yeah, just for heck of it, yeah.
Right.
You got it.
It's nice to hear one without being in front of it.
I love this guy. He is a public
servant.
There you go. There you go. Yep, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I'm reaching my glove.
I got to go handle medicals for the heart attack.
Yep.
Thank you, Officer LaPlante, and thanks to all the Orange officers.
Yeah.
Not Orange officers.
Right. The police, officers from Orange, yeah.
The police officers in Orange for what you do every day. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Now, folks, we need underwear.
All right, George, appreciate it. They're live right now, and they're there at the Yale West Campus handing out masks. Joanne from Bridgeport wants to thank us for masks. Hey, Joanne.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just came, well, actually about a half an hour ago. I got home from the Masks for Connecticut.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you to you guys, to Channel 3, to the Stefanowskis. Unfortunately, I have COPD, and I've been using the same mask for a month.
Oh, boy. What?
That ain't good at all, no.
No.
Well, I'm lucky in the fact that I've been able to work from home.
Yeah.
So I don't go out often.
Okay.
I don't do my grocery shopping for me, but I do occasionally need to get out. Like I said, I've been using the same mask for a month, so thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow. So I just want everyone to know who called up and donated while AJ was on that bike. Here you go.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right here.
This is what you did.
Right here. It's on the phone right here.
So feel good, everybody.
Everything that all the volunteers there have been doing, the ones listening to us in the parking lot right now, the police and the Stefanowskis, all of them.
Everyone.
Yeah, there were so many volunteers there this morning. I couldn't get over how many people were there.
Yeah. You know what it is? Folks just want to help somehow.
Yeah.
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 They want to pitch in.
Yeah. How can I help?
People like me are grateful for that.
Right. So these are the stories that I love. And, you know, there's the stories of the folks fighting over toilet paper. But these are the stories that are great.
Exactly. Yeah. There's the other side. Yeah.
Right.
The good side.
Right. All right, Joanne. I'm glad you got some masks today.
Yes.
If you need anything else, you let us know. Just email me directly.
And stay safe.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
You too.
Derby Mayor Zeke's on the phone. Hey, Mayor.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good. Well, I'm glad you took my call today. Yesterday, in Derby, we did our annual place the flags on the graves of all the veterans that are deceased. And we had probably 60, 70 people show up. We did all four of our cemeteries, and we decorated all the graves. And
that's awesome.
I just want to really thank everybody that came out, yes.
That's a great thing. Where did the flags come from? Those donations?
We purchased them. Yeah, we purchase them. It's part of our budget. And, you know, just distribute them to the American Legions, and they get everybody, muster them all up, and got everybody out there. So it went very smoothly. It was only about an hour and a half. We took care of everything. So more hands are on deck.
How do you really know where the veterans are buried?
Most of them have headstones that are supplied by the VA, and it says the branch of service and the time they served.
Gotcha.
Some of them have decals on it or emblems. And there's a couple that I know personally that don't have anything on there. And then that, actually, my cousin, Walter, who passed away in 1967, never had one there. And I worked with his daughter, Linda, and we were able to VA supply another headstone. So they'll always supply headstones as long as you have the proper paperwork. And he passed in 67.
Great.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest Memorial Day I could ever remember because of what's happening. There's mm-hmm. no parades, no nothing.
Nothing.
As we approach it.
Absolutely.
We're a couple days away, and I'm like, it doesn't even feel like it's a holiday weekend in any shape or form.
No.
So to have some normalcy where we're recognizing those who served the country, I think it's tremendous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know my veterans organization, Catholic War Vets at Derby, were a little service Sunday night in the parking lot, social distancing, and Monday morning we're going to do another little service. But so, very small, but we still want to carry on the traditions. So, once again, I want to thank everybody. Thank you guys for what you're doing. You're getting all this
thank you, Mayor. You got a good police force there, too.
You do.
Yeah, you got a good...
Who got pulled over?
No one.
Not yet, but it's early yet.
But I drive through every day.
I cruise there a lot, too.
You do a good job with those speed traps.
Right.
They are. We got a great bunch of men and women there.
Before I switch over here and let you go, what's your dating status now?
My dating status? I am in a relationship.
Okay,
with
you.
Very good. Lovely girlfriend, yes.
All right, good.
Very happy.
The reason why I ask is we were at an event. Can I say this on the air?
It was a while ago, a couple years ago. Yeah.
We were at an event, and I think you just got out of something long-term. We were having a conversation. You look over at Jennifer, and you're like, got any friends?
Is that when she maced him? Stop my eyes!
We were just talking about that.
Everything's going great in my world.
Good.
So
I'm glad. Excellent. I'm happy for it.
Keep it like that.
Thank you, Mayor.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it all.
Thank you.
Brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Koplik.
Yeah!
Hooray!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Let's start with any news, any announcements, any cancellations?
Well, we came up with a whole bunch of announcements yesterday. Goodness, I can't even remember what they are. But
so many.
Much of the season at Xfinity was postponed to next year, canceled, whatever. So... We did a whole lot yesterday.
Where was Disturbed? Someone's on the phone calling in about Disturbed.
That's going to be moved to next year.
Oh. Okay. And so no refunds on that because it's going to be next year?
Oh, no. We offer refunds.
Oh.
We don't force people to have to hold on to their tickets. They can get refunds.
Oh, okay. And then they go to wherever they got them.
Anybody who bought it through Ticketmaster will get an email from Ticketmaster directly.
Okay.
And
that's
with
cool.
instructions on what to do.
All right, and is Xfinity a sign of what's to come? If they're moving shows to next year, should we expect that at other venues?
Yes. I think it's tours that are getting moved to next year. I'm still hopeful we'll have some shows at Xfinity, but they won't be tours. I'm waiting for further knowledge from the government and see what the possibility of an August or September schedule at Xfinity is outdoors. I don't think the governor has decided what phase 3 and 4 are yet and when they're going to start and who's included. So once we find that out, we will, if we're allowed to open up outdoor shows in August, I will try my best to book some in August and try to book some in September.
What was their story when you were talking to them last week? Were they going to do phase 1 and then, you know, wait 2-3 weeks and see what the numbers are and go from there?
That's what they said last week, and now they're waiting 4 weeks for phase 2, it looks like. So, you know, it's a moving target at this point. So I think what the governor's doing is seeing how the hospitalizations continue to drop, which they do every day, and he'll feel more comfortable. I can't speak for him, obviously, but I think he'll feel more comfortable about his timing once he further reviews things. And I think it is a moving target, and I think that's the right way to do it. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to open up Xfinity sometime in August, and I'm also hopeful I'll be able to book some shows there.
What is your drop-dead date? In other words, if we don't know by this date, we just can't sell, we can't get tickets on the market.
I would think it's at least 4 to 6 weeks away, so we have time. I think it would be July 1st to 15th, so we have time. It's not a, it's that we're not in the rush to push the governor. We're very happy to see how he feels right now.
Yeah. Now, I sent you a picture last week, I think Friday, of a park in New York that drew circles on the grass.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
We could start doing this now, and Jimmy could start selling tickets.
Right.
What was your thing with that? Why wouldn't that be good?
Because each circle was 6 feet. So that meant you had a, if you went to a concert and you went to a concert with your friend or your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, you don't want to sit 6 feet away from them. I just don't agree with the concept of being 6 feet distance from the person. I can't imagine that when restaurants open, people at the same table are going to be sitting 6 feet apart.
Right. Now,
I think the tables will be 6 feet apart, but I don't think the people will be 6 feet apart.
No. There was, I think that included some folks that were together. So there were some people in the circle that were together. Like if you're living in the same house.
Yeah, you're together anyway.
You could be in the same circle.
Everybody gets their own playpen. How's that?
And that's your thought, right, Jimmy?
Yes, that's my thought. I believe we call it cluster social distancing. You want to come to the event or you want to come to the restaurant in the cluster of two couples or three couples or six friends or whatever. We will cluster you together because you're comfortable with them. You know them. And this certainly isn't the only place you're going to be with them. So this is not a unique situation. And then we will separate you by 6 feet from the next cluster.
Nice.
Pete and Shelton call. Any update on Journey in July?
Journey is postponed till next year. And I don't know if the Pretenders will be on the show. So we're giving refunds to everybody. So if you have tickets to Journey and you bought it from Ticketmaster, you'll be getting an email on how to get a refund, or you can hold on to your ticket. You have your choice. Journey will be back, but you have your choice.
Please stop believing.
I'm getting a question from Donna. The Rat Show at Mohegan Sun in August and Santana's August 14th show.
Both will move to next year.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Andre and Derby, September 5th, Kiss at Xfinity.
That's moving to next year.
Wow.
Damn.
So there's been a lot of movement.
Well,
in
when
the
Kiss moves.
Last seven since we've talked to you.
Yeah. It's all been in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay. Well, you sound pretty relaxed for a guy.
Well, what happened, in all honesty, and I don't know, here I go saying something I probably shouldn't say, but we couldn't wait any longer for artists to make their decision.
Mm.
So certain artists, we just said, you know what? We're moving. You know, you can't hold on to what you aren't going to do, and people right now need their money. And we are forcing a number of artists' hands, and we said, too bad, we're not waiting. We're offering refunds. So that is going to start. We're starting the process.
There you go.
Even though certain artists have not officially said it to us, considering the economy, we've made the decision to move it if they haven't made the decision to move it.
Now, we're talking about rock acts here for this radio station, but there's country acts, there's pop acts. All of these acts are getting moved around. So there's been a lot of movement in the last 3 days.
I don't believe there'll be anything that's previously scheduled at Xfinity that will happen this year. We will have to start anew if we can open up this year.
That's sad.
Mohegan Sun talked about, and Foxwoods did too, a June 1st open. It's going to be a very controlled, slow open. But have you had any discussions with them about concerts, or are you still waiting on the governor?
No. I've had discussions with concerts, and they are still do not have any plans for concerts in the near future. We were actually talking about Rod Stewart this morning, Tom and I, before the show, because that's August 1st, and that's the next concert that's still on that we're dealing with right now. My suspicion is, and I can't speak for the casino, it's a sovereign nation, they can open up whenever they want. My thinking is that they will probably open up sometime during the summer, but not at full capacity. But I don't know that. They don't know that. It's all being worked on. I'm working with them right now and trying to reset their capacities the way we're doing it at Live Nation. cluster social distancing. 4 tickets and 2 empty seats, 3 tickets and 2 empty seats, and things like that throughout the whole arena.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation concert god on the show right now. A lot of movement in concerts in the last 3 days. Is there one place we can go for all the information?
Yes, I think if you go to Ticketmaster.com, you should be fine. I imagine LiveNation.com also. We're continually posting cancellations and reschedules.
Okay. And then right before the break, we talked about Mohegan Sun. Rod Stewart's the next show up that's still on the schedule, and there's some discussion whether or not that'll happen. And you're looking and waiting. Now, if you do this show and it's social distancing, how do you organize all of the seats that are already purchased next to one another?
We would have to reseat everybody, which is a near impossibility because we have over 4,000 tickets sold. So, look, I don't think by August 1st we'll be having indoor concerts anyway. So I don't think it's really going to matter.
Right.
I think we might have outdoor concerts, but not indoor concerts.
Gotcha.
Mohegan Sun started with outdoor concerts, and they built that arena right where they were doing
that. Oh, that's cool.
Can Mohegan Sun host a outdoor concert? Is there a field or a golf course or
big
something?
Parking lot?
Golf course.
I don't know. I'm busy working on my outdoor concerts.
Right.
I don't know if they've thought about it. I've thought that they could do something like that, but in all honesty, I didn't bring it up to them because I'm working on my own. If they do it, that would be great. We'd love to book some shows out there.
Cool.
Just so you know, Jimmy, earlier in the show, we were raising money for masks for CT, which we had one event at Xfinity, thanks to you guys. And we were short. We came up short. We actually almost hit $1,000.
Almost.
And Sean, the rock and roll accountant, texted us and donated $175 from the lunch club.
Oh, good. That's very nice of Sean. I'll be getting my bill probably for $275.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched how he does accounting?
Right.
At least he knows it's coming.
He's got a Rolls Royce.
So the lunch club is you, Lappy, Megan Dahl, Sean.
And the person who used to rep Heineken and on market, John Palmieri.
John, that's right.
Yes, and Vicky Cavanaugh, who's a common friend of ours. I don't mean she's common. She's not common at all, but she's a friend of all
mutual.
Of ours. So
that,
right,
mutual,
right.
Mutual, yes, so it's 6 of us.
And you guys have been having lunch every month for?
Since December 1999.
Wow.
That's
a lunch.
Every month, we finally missed the month of March.
Oh.
Because of this, right?
This was the first time you missed.
Yep, first time we miss and haven't been back yet.
You can't do sandwiches in the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't have friends for that long.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We marvel at that. We do marvel how, we also marvel how Lappy has kept his job that long.
That's right. Everyone has switched out except for you and Lappy.
Right.
And Sean.
That's right, Sean.
Right.
Right. Well, he owns his own company.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Folks, use them or not.
Technically, you could say you're working for someone now, because I think when this started, you owned the company.
Well, not quite, but I had sold it a year before, but it was not called Live Nation. It was called SFX when it started, and then it went to Clear Channel Entertainment, and then it went to Live Nation.
Gotcha. Right.
In the beginning, it was Cross Country Concerts.
Yes, it was.
Jimmy
That's cool.
Koplik, Shelley Finkel present.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Mark in the Oil Truck, 1975. Jim and Shelley Company. Yeah, okay. We just covered that. Thank you, Mark in the Oil Truck.
Thank you, Mark.
Greg from Southbury, Tedeschi Trucks in August.
I think that's moving to next July. It was in July. It wasn't in August. It's moving to next July. I think it's going to stay at Westville.
Okay. Chris from Naugatuck, Friends of Jimmy, extended for next year.
Absolutely. We're just going to see how long we're out for, and it will extend to next year.
Gotcha. We were going to talk to you about the greatest songwriter of all time. We're going to take a break here, come back, so we could take some time with it and do the right thing. Any other announcements or things that we didn't cover here that we should?
No, nothing right now.
Okay.
All right.
Last week, we ended Jimmy's show with who is the greatest American songwriter ever? And we teased it, and we thought we'd talk about that for the whole Jimmy Koplik show here. And it turns out that there was a lot of movement in the last 3 days with concerts. So we covered
A lot of that, that'll be up as audio on demand, or you can go to Ticketmaster.com and take a look at that. So before we go, we want to hear what Jimmy's thought is on the greatest American songwriter ever.
I'm happy to say that I would look forward to hearing what other people's thoughts are for sure, maybe next week.
Next week, yes.
Right. One thing I do want to mention is I'm going to try to open up Oakdale outdoors this summer, which we might never get to the songwriting part, but I thought about it over the weekend. We have this great gravel parking lot next to Oakdale, which is the size of the lawn of Xfinity. And I was thinking if we put a stage up and we aim the stage towards the highway so there'll be no sound issues, that maybe we can get a couple of thousand people in there and do Oakdale Outdoors this summer. So that's something else we're going to work on. We're not just working on Xfinity. We're going to work on Oakdale also.
And how do you do the gravel parking lot? You do seats?
No, general admission, fully general admission, just like the lawn.
Okay. Mm. Nice.
Awesome. So people can cluster together. There'll be no issues. We don't have to separate seats. You know, you want to bring your own chair in, that's no problem. We don't mind that. You can sit down. You want to sit. We're going to let the grass grow. It's usually gravel, so today we're starting to let the grass grow for a couple of months, make it into a grass field.
Great.
And see if we can put something together there.
Cool. What would the date be?
I'm trying for August 1st on that, and maybe do every Saturday night, do a different type of band every Saturday night.
Oh, that's cool. I love this.
Excellent.
And have you talked to any bands about this yet?
One band so far, the Beach Boys. I know them so well.
Jimmy's favorite. Jimmy
the Lawn
was
Boys.
At the wedding.
Yeah, right.
Jimmy had one at the house.
Right.
Yep.
I think Jimmy played drums with them for a while.
One's on speed dial, yep.
That was John Stamos.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yes, so, I mean, you know, there'll be local bands, regional bands, and hopefully a couple of national bands.
Oh, man, we need something. We're so ready. Yesterday was phase one, outdoor dining, and every place was busy.
Yep.
So that tells you people are ready.
Yes, sir.
And people are also ready to do the right thing. They're ready to wear the mask. They're ready to be patient.
Yep.
They know we're in a different spot now.
Yep.
You know. And when I say
well, I'm hopeful by August, in all honesty, that this community spread is near over. We're talking 90 days from now.
Right.
And it's going to be hot. And
fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You know, if you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. So you're right. We'll do whatever the governor and the town or the of Wallingford or the city of Hartford thinks is right. We will do. We'll abide by their rules. But I think we all need outdoor concerts both in Wallingford and Hartford this year.
That's another level we didn't talk about. So there's the state, but then Wallingford.
Yeah.
How have they been?
They've been great. They've been absolutely great. I don't know the mayor that well, but I know the head of the town council very well. We have lunch frequently. We've spoken five times in last week, Vinny Cervoni. And I've told him my idea. He likes the idea, pending approvals, of course. And then Mayor Bronin also feels the same way in Hartford.
Excellent. Smooth. Excellent. All right. Well, we did run out of time. So next week, 8:20-ish. Jimmy will announce his favorite songwriter. So you think this is the greatest American songwriter?
Of our generation.
Of our generation.
Okay, not of all time. Okay.
Okay.
But, no, not of all time. It's hard for me to go back to the George Gershwin days. I can't name them. I mean, I hear he's a great
Berlin
songwriter. I don't know much about him. You know, I don't know. The music I listen to.
Gotcha. Right. All right. We'll start with that next week. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.
I
think Bob is calling the wrong phone here.
Bob.
Bob Stefanowski on the phone. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Chaz. I'm here with Scott Haney. Hey, guys. Hey. How are you?
Good. Scott! You're trapped in the phone together.
There's a lot of AJ t-shirts out here today.
Nice.
And the tank top is the most popular, right?
Yeah, they are. It's starting to get warmer. Everybody's stripping down. It's a bit of a scary sight.
You know what would be the best picture is if you find an extra large t-shirt and Bob and Scott get in the same t-shirt.
Yes.
Well, they can't social distance.
Yeah.
Thank God. There's no extra large left. Thank God.
Right. Bob's like, I'll do it. And Scott's like, no, I ain't doing it.
Hey, it's been a great event, though. The cars are streaming through.
Awesome.
We've probably gone through 20,000 masks already.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Great.
A lot of shout-outs for AJ and
nice.
PLR for what you did to fund this. So we're really, really appreciative.
Oh, shout-out to the tribe who did it.
You're the man, AJ.
Now the tribe.
You guys know it's Bob's birthday, right?
What?
What?
No.
Bob Stefanowski's birthday.
Aha!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob Stefanowski.
Happy birthday to you.
That made my day.
That wasn't beautiful at all. That sucked.
So, Scott, you have to give Bob his birthday spankings.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
Scott knows how to handle this show perfectly.
Yeah, one extra does. For good luck.
Scott, yeah.
Scott has mortgages to pay.
I've got a deal. I'm going to put on the tank top with no shirt underneath if Scott does. I'm trying to get him to do that.
No way.
We should
do it. Come on, around. Scott. Do it. Do it.
That's what hurts Scott uncomfortable.
Boy, if you can get that, what should we take donations, bids? If there's a certain dollar,
if they raise $1,000, I think you and I should just wear the tank top.
For
what do you think?
When?
Today.
Ashley, turn yours over right now.
Scott's saying no.
That's right, guys.
I have a boss to please.
That's true.
Right.
I do have $1,000.
Yeah. Bob, I'm guessing pasty white.
It's still like early in the summer season.
If you looked in a box of crayons,
yeah,
Bob's color would be pasty white.
Yeah, you're not gonna see him as a
it's actually called Bob Stefanowski. If right. You look close,
yeah, you won't.
I've got the farmer's tan, which goes down to the middle part of your arm.
So. Right. That's why you need the tank top. Even that
Bob,
out.
How much for you to put that tank top on with no shirt underneath, just the tank top? How much would we have to raise?
I told you I'll do it if Scott does it.
No,
I'm good.
Do it, Bob. Get $1,000 for Bob to do it.
All right.
The problem is if I ever run for office again, that'll be the first attack at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Bob Stefanowski wearing a tank top with pasty white skin.
And AJ would be attached to that. It would be AJ's name. What's that, Phil?
So that means he's thinking about it.
Right.
It means he's thinking about it.
Because if he wasn't going to run, he'd just do it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Thanks, Phil.
Okay.
You killed the break.
Well, thanks for you guys. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
No problem. It's good day. Come down. We still got a lot of time. 100 West Campus Drive. Got a lot of math left.
Come on, people.
For CT, the 8th event right now.
Yay.
Happening in Orange.
Smooth.
At the Yale West Campus. Wow, that would be a picture that would.
You know what? All grainy. It'd be black and white.
Yeah, but it would be tough to use a picture where you're at an event helping people.
Oh, they'll find a way to spin it. While the world had coronavirus, this man donned a tank top.
In that movie guy
and
voice?
They'll put something in front of the whole mask thing, so you can't just see him in a red tank top.
Like they'll blur it out?
Yeah. He decided to go to a party. Or something like that. He was at the beach. They'll do that. It's scummy.
You know what's funny is Scott's wearing the tank top over all of the rest of his clothes, and it just looks like he's wearing an apron.
It does. Yeah, like Home Depot. Can I help you?
Yeah, it does kind of look like.
Where are the toilets? Where are the toilets at?
That would be weird.
I need toilet parts.
Would you elect a man who has farmer's tan?
Right, exactly. Yeah, rhymes too.
White, pasty body.
Right. Everyone else is tan. This man's white.
What did you say?
They'd call him white pasty body. White pasty Bobby.
Right. Mm.
They come up with a nickname for him.
Right.
Pasty white Bob.
Pasty Bob.
PB.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we just ensured that that is not going to happen now.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So if there was any possibility, not
that's out. But,
yeah. President Trump is visiting the Ford Motor Company today. Let's check in with him.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Chad and KJ. Hey. My favorite people in Connecticut. How's the reopening going so far? You know, we need more opening, guys. Got to open up. I hope Governor Lamont can hear me. Ned, we need to open the bars.
Especially the bars.
Yeah, of course. We did.
I mean, frankly, the economy is collapsing faster than Johnny Depp's liver. We got to get on this.
True.
If we're going to open, we need to do it responsible, right? Social distancing, masks, whatnot.
Absolutely. Yeah, and stay away from people who look sick, like those weird vegan people who don't eat normal food. But seriously, just grab your mask and get ready because I predict as the states all start opening up and opening more, it's going to be like boom time for all the butterfaces out there.
Oh, God,
butterfaces.
Yeah.
Yep. Wearing your mask. If you got a 10 for a body and a 4 for a face,
yeah.
Take advantage, ugly girl.
Yep, the butterface.
Get you some boy toys.
Yep.
Don't let this opportunity pass you up.
Yep.
Earlier this week, you announced that you were taking that drug.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Everyone, hydroxychloroquine.
Nice.
There you go.
Isn't that a band in the 70s?
Practice makes perfect, huh?
Yep.
4 out of 5 doctors that I didn't fire here at the White House told me that it's great.
Nice.
It's great. And then I wash it down with a shot glass full of mop and glow.
Nice.
It's simple.
Nice.
The COVID-19 doesn't stand a chance. It really doesn't.
So you're not concerned about problems with the drug?
Not at all. Remember, I've been eating McDonald's every day for over 60 years, okay? My body can handle a tiny pill. No hydroxychloroquine. I mean, hydroxychloroquine is great. They're chewable. They come in little Flintstones shapes.
Nice.
As long as it doesn't cause hair loss, I'm good. I'm good.
Cool.
And I heard they're coming out with new hydroxychloroquine gummies. I can't wait for that.
All right. So you're visiting the Ford Motor Plant today?
Yes, over in Michigan.
You're going to wear a mask?
State of Michigan.
Yes.
When I get there, I'll just walk through the door. I'll flash my bottle of hydroxychloroquine. Easy peasy.
Nice.
Clean bill of health. Clean bill of health.
And, sir, I'd be honored to wear your mask over my mask. Having yours on top of mine would be an incredible thrill, Your Honor.
This is getting a little weird, Pence.
He's talking about masks, right?
Give me a Diet Coke. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we're going to say goodbye now, but is there anyone else there with you?
You know what? Look who just walked in. Is it Governor Andrew Cuomo?
Hello, Donald. I was over here, and I couldn't help but hearing you were on the radio with somebody. Hello?
Oh, my God. That's the worst Cuomo ever.
This is the worst Cuomo.
This is Trump doing Cuomo.
Doesn't Cuomo mean who?
I can explain why I'm here. I was summoned down here for a meeting last week, and I can't get out.
Hey, Andy, how come your brother looks like an action hero and you look like you've been in prison for 12 years?
Wow. Well, that didn't work as well as I had planned.
No. President Trump apparently can't do voices.
That's one of those tricky ones.
I got
it. Nasally.
Yep.
Andrew Cuomo.
That could be the first side effect of hydroxy.
It's basically Peter Griffin with a New York accent. Hey, Stewie.
Hey, that's nasty.
Hey, Lois. That's diarrhea.
That's nasty.
What the hell was I thinking?
All right. Thank you, President Trump.
Okay. Take care, guys.
You too.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Guy leaves child alone in hotel to go streaking in a parking lot.
Well, if he took the kid with him, he'd be weird, right? So
you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly right. He showed responsibility, social distancing. You way over here, Dad's getting naked in the parking lot.
When the streaking mood strikes.
Exactly.
We're so
right.
Close.
Because you never know.
It's so close.
You never know.
Happened at 11:20 p.m.
Right. Well, yeah, it's streaking time, yeah.
Well, you can't go during the day because, you know, the pavement gets hot.
Exactly right.
You can't run on that barefoot.
Exactly right.
See? You sound like this.
You're waiting for that, weren't you?
I was.
You were so waiting for that.
I was going to find a way to get it in there somehow, and I didn't expect it to present itself so early.
I know. It was a gift.
Derek Anthony Davis, 38, charged with misdemeanor child abuse,
right.
Felony possession of a Schedule II controlled substance. Well, there you go.
And he ran through the rose bushes, right, Phil?
Possession of drug paraphernalia.
There he is now.
Indecent exposure.
Hmm.
Yeah, be careful. Don't run through there. You probably shouldn't have done that.
Sometimes the headline tells you all you need to know, but I love the name of this shopping center.
What is it called?
Fiddler's Run.
There you go. See? He was fiddling around. Yep.
Yeah, he was a fiddler on the run.
Don't they have a cactus garden, Phil?
Yep. There it is.
Apparently so, yes. One too many prickers.
The outside temperature was around 55, 60 degrees.
Oh, wow.
I've been the victim of streaking, but I've never streaked.
Victim of streaking?
A victim.
Or a witness. A witness.
Really?
You changed it from victim. Well, I wasn't really a victim.
Right. I saw it.
Your dad going through the parking lot again?
Yeah, right. It was two girls before graduation in college.
Really?
I was sitting down in a field, and they just... All of a sudden, I looked up from my sandwich, and two naked bodies were running toward me.
Did you hear the smacking sounds?
I looked
sounds?
Up from my sandwich.
That
sounds like
sounds.
That song from Ray Stevens, The Streak.
Right.
I looked up from my sandwich, and there they were.
There they were. Running through the campus. Naked.
I said, Ethel.
Then they ran through the parking lot.
I said, a then flapping they ran through... and a clapping past me.
Then they ran through the parking lot.
Then they ran through the parking lot. And they ran through the parking lot.
Oh. Thank you.
She sounds very unhappy.
Oh, she sounds like a dude.
She does. Right?
But
she ran.
Not her.
Oh.
Right.
That one.
Right. Oh,
the slower one behind
no.
her.
Yeah, no, she's when you sit in the car hood in the summertime.
The one with the nicely tanned feet.
What was that?
How do you get your feet so tan so early in the beginning of the season?
He never puts them away.
I was laying out over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You lay out.
Yep, exactly. Right.
They never go inside.
Right.
I thought this guy must go to like a tanning bed because he's tanned in
you
like
know what?
April.
I go to tan. I've gone to tanning beds. They don't do anything on me.
Really?
Yeah, it's a waste of time. The best way to get it is either stand in a parking lot or just lay on my deck.
Right.
So I did.
Okay.
You ever sit all in the shade and just have your feet out in the sun?
No.
Funny visual.
Hey, look, I'm trying to make wine out of like mud.
What are you wearing when you lay out? Like in fully clothed or like in a bathing suit or undies?
Just shorts. Mm.
But are they like thong?
No.
Are they tight?
No. Yeah, that would be my neighbor's
neighbor.
Yeah.
And she opens up the window. Oh, let me get some air.
Actually, that's Kevin.
This is AJ trying to put on the thong.
No, I wore one once, and I will never, ever do it again. Thank you.
But when you're walking across the deck barefoot after it's been out in the sun all day.
Actually, no, you would. it would, yeah. Like you wear flops.
Right.
Flops off, take the shirt off when you're on the Chase Lounge there.
Yeah.
And then... bake and then throw everything back on before you get
bake.
Up.
Bake.
Do you rotate?
Bake on 350 for 45 minutes.
You gotta rotate.
Then turn.
The only problem is, sometimes you leave your flip-flops sitting on the deck.
And then you put them on.
And you go to put them on, and then you do this. Exactly.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox. What's life like in New York City? Late show writer and comedian Paul Mercurio on the show. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning.
Good. I'm sure life's a lot better now, but man, it must have been really weird when it was going bananas.
Crazy.
I got to tell you, the whole thing is like the city is and still is like a blizzard the next morning. Like everything's just shut down. It's quiet, but there's no snow and people are walking around with masks and it's just weird. It's like eerily quiet. And I remember like a week ago, I said to my wife, Carol, like we're lying in bed for midnight. And I feel like we're in the country. Like you don't hear anything. And the quiet is abnormal. You know what I mean? It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't like it. Like I'm just trying to get back to normalcy. So I went out and I bought a jackhammer and I'm just jackhammering at 7 o'clock in the morning.
There you go. Seeing your neighbors love you for it too. Oh, thank God
exactly.
Paul's here. Yeah.
It's like, and then people like idiots, like they don't listen. Like you may have heard this, but like they had to take Alex and I, we went to Central Park, my son. And by the way, like I'm looking out my window right now, 87th and Lex in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Right. If I've seen four cars go through that intersection in the last 5 minutes, it's crazy.
In five
like,
minutes,
not even cabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Alex and I went to the park, shot some baskets, whatever. We go back a couple of days later. There's a squad car sitting on the basketball court. They had to take 1,800 rims down all over the city because the idiots were still like playing pickup basketball and sweating on each other. Like, so it's just been... It's been strange, and, you know, you go shopping, and everybody's got the masks on, and you're on top of each other, and And then, but there is some like normalcy, like in the sense of like two cab drivers got in an argument, like about, and so.
What are you doing, for God's sake? What is that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Were they fighting over which one gets to kill you?
I thought it was.
You've been known to annoy folks like
oh,
that.
Oh, by the way, that's a great, I'm so glad, that's a great thing about the mask. This just happened like an hour ago.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding you. We're redoing the kitchen, and I went to the lumberyard, and I needed, like, nice pieces of pine, new casing, trim. So this kid, like, completely indifferent, and he walked out, and I knew there was going to be a confrontation, just the way he was attitude, like, yeah, right?
Yeah.
And he brings the pine out, and there's, like, dents in some of the pine. And I go, well, I don't want this piece. I don't want that piece, right? And he goes, well, what do you want? And I go, and then I go, well, what I want is I don't want nicks on my new wood. So when people come in and go, why do you have nicks on your new wood? And I realize, and then I'm like, oh, God, I can't say this because I got to come back here and I'm going to get banned. And then I realize I had the mask on. The mask. Oh.
Gives you permission to be you.
Exactly.
It's like a completely emotionally unstable Lone Ranger.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Just wear a hat and a different mask this time. You're a different person.
I'm serious. Like, I'm going to use this, Matt. I'm going to up my customer service confrontation quota by, like, tenfold with this mask.
Beautiful. See?
You.
Now you're happy.
Well, you got to catch up for all the lost time.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, you passed due.
Yeah, you were nice for too long. Then you got to be going bananas.
Yeah,
it's not being cooped up. It's being nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That
no one to
me.
Be mean to.
Yep.
Yeah,
how's
exactly.
The late show been going? How does that work?
Well, it's not really going, you know. It's sort of this thing, and there's no warm-up to do. There's no audience. We don't know. I think we're going to, in some way, have to take our cue from Broadway because we're essentially an old Broadway theater. We're right there.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I heard they were saying in September Broadway's going to open, but I hope it's sooner. But, you know, there's 500 people that sit in that audience at the late show. So
are you guys doing shows, though? Some
he's doing it from his house in, you know, outside the city. And, you know, just like everybody else, you know, everybody's on video or Skype, the guests. And, you know, and we just had another call with show-wide call. Like, we don't know yet. We don't know when we're going back yet.
But what do you do? Do you guys get together on Zoom and then pitch ideas for the monologue? Or how does that work?
Well, I mean, that's more the writer's area, yeah. And they kind of...
I thought you were a writer.
Well, not a full-time writer there. No, I'm
doing like
a bunch of different things. Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, you know, I help out and do different things. And so, you know, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's essentially run the same way, but everything's done remotely. Like, nobody, excuse me, nobody can be in the same office, same rooms or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So the same schedule, and it's actually shooting. We shoot around the same time every day, maybe an hour earlier, maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 5, 5:30. But, you know, it's limiting. You know, there's only so much you can do, so we don't know. And then, like, all of my stand-up work is... I don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's
evaporated.
Yeah, everybody shows up.
I was supposed to be at Mohegan Sun the end of March. That got moved to December. My last gig was March 5th, weekend of the 14th. I was in Omaha when it all exploded. Like, that was the week when, like, all the professional leagues shut down.
Yeah.
And I flew back from Omaha. Literally, there were 6 people on the flight. 6.
Right, two
of
the pilots.
We each got to fly the plane for like 15 minutes.
Nice, it was cool, though. Yep, and then you change the quarter. Yep.
You're lucky. Paul Mercurio, our old buddy and comedian, New York City, late show writer on the phone from New York City. I've seen pictures of planes coming into New York packed.
Hmm.
I'd be really uncomfortable with that.
Seriously?
I would rather have an empty plane.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and that whole idea of like, well, they're going to really clean the plane. Well, have you seen them normally clean the plane?
No.
Like,
no.
They're on their phone. They're doing crossword puzzles
exactly.
With one hand. They're kind of picking stuff up. Like, that doesn't give me any comfort.
Yeah, really.
And what I don't get, my wife Carol pointed this out the other night, people are going on cruises again. Like, what?
Who would do that?
Idiots.
I don't even understand the concept of the cruise. Like, why would you do? You pay $600 to live in a closet for a week and eat Golden Corral buffet. Like, yeah. What do you? What is the? There was one cruise ship. Do you remember one like rammed into the back of another like on 95?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
How do you do that? There's a whole ocean. Go around.
Yeah. How do you hate each other?
How do you? What's
Yeah. With, there's only one reason to go on a cruise, and that's to kill your husband. That's the only reason.
Throw him off the side.
They were trying to bump draft. Exactly. NASCAR driver.
Exactly.
But yeah, that buffet. I was talking to Jennifer about this. We went on two cruises. We loved them. But then now...
Yeah.
I can't ever see myself going
uncovered
on
food that yeah. much of it with that many people running
That's
around.
That's the thing. The
oh,
food
no.
is just.
Yep.
You know. Yeah.
Yep. No.
And no matter how attentive the staff is going to be to clean, you can't cover every. It's funny because the weekend when I was in Omaha, I was at the Funny Bone. They had like it's a national chain and they had a national meeting and they had one person assigned in the club with a bottle and a rag and gloves, and they were just going around and cleaning stuff, like, constantly.
Right.
So customers would see that it was clean and people were intense. And people came out, and we had a great time. I thought the shows were going to get canceled because at that point, that was the height of, like, stay in, nobody knows what's going on. And I don't know. What are you guys doing with your time when you're
inside? Well, on what you were saying there, we were here watching New York City implode, and it was like a long, drawn-out 9/11. 9/11 happened very fast. It was 8:46, and then like 9:10 or 12, right? This was just a slow burn, and it was scary as hell.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, but that's a perfect analogy because I was working at the Daily Show at the time that morning of 9/11 and the first plane hit and we all walked out of our offices and we were starting to write and we were like, are we doing a show? Oh, that was just an accident. And then the second one happened. We're like, oh man, this is everything shut down. The subways were shut down and we had to walk home through the park. And I just remember a sea of people just walking and all you heard were sirens. It was silent, and that's what the city's been like. Like, the biggest takeaway is the silence and the sirens, especially, like, a few weeks ago. Like, you'd hear a siren every 10 minutes, but quiet otherwise. So, like, just that, like, post-apocalyptic movie feel. Like, you know, you come out, and there's three people, and, you know, you're one of them. And, you know, and there's nobody to get in confrontations with. It's horrible. It's
exactly
horrible
right.
He's going bananas.
Yeah, I can hear birds.
He's sifting through piles of socks now, trying to match them.
Pandemic Paul, yes.
His dog is on the computer, so the dog doesn't have to spend time with him. These videos are hysterical. You should go to and subscribe to Paul's YouTube channel. What is that?
It's youtube.com/PaulMercurio. And, yeah, I've been making videos during this thing and it's a nice outlet and I've been doing my podcast too, but it's, you know, it's funny, I had Richard Engel, NBC foreign affairs correspondent, on my podcast and he had a really interesting point. He goes, this is the price we're paying COVID for, like, the way we're treating the planet. He felt like, you know, you're not supposed to be eating bats and, you know, like, go, you know,
but aren't you helping the planet when you're eating a bat?
Not really.
No, no, not at
the
all.
The COVID part of it, you're not, but getting rid of bats.
Let's think about this. Well, bats eat the mosquitoes first of all. Plus, how much meat is on a bat?
I know.
You're not supposed to eat a bat.
But look how many people are over there.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is there to eat?
I mean, there's got to be a grasshopper or something to eat instead.
Probably
more meat on it.
I don't know if that's better.
More protein.
Right.
Yeah.
Grains, carbs.
I'd eat bark first.
Normal stuff.
Yep.
I would eat bark first, too.
A bark salad, I'm good. Give me some balsamic, I'm all set.
That'd be tough the next day.
Yeah, I'll boil it first.
We have one of your videos on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page. Ashley's posting a bunch of them, and we're linked up to your YouTube page. It's good to hear your voice,
Yeah,
Paul.
Man, I miss
you, man. Yeah, you too. I hope you guys are well. I miss seeing you guys in person. Hopefully we can see each other again before the year's out.
This is nice, though. When you go along, it could just hang up on you.
Sorry. Who are you again?
Yeah, right.
George Stern, I appreciate it.
Did I say I miss you?
Paul Mercurio. We're linked up at WPLR.com and 95.9 to Fox.com. Thank you, Paul.